This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Civil Law Committee began working through proposed constitutional amendments Monday.
And right now there are 50 constitutional amendments out there.
But they weren't debating the content of the amendments, just okaying the ballot language if those measures make it through the legislature.
I think it needs to be a little more clear, and I think they'd be more likely to support the cause.
Bossier City Representative Raymond Cruz said. Greensburg Representative Robbie Carter took particular issue with the one to guarantee funding for the Inspector General's office.
It's about as vanilla language as I ever saw. It's like asking if you like Mother Apple Pie and baseball. I mean, do you support an amendment to provide greater independence for the state inspector general by dedicating a minimum level of funding? It doesn't say how much, where it's coming from. To me, about vanilla as you can get.
Because it is just as vanilla and home and apple pie as you can get to make sure that our state watchdog is independent of the legislative process.
The author Julie Stokes responded. So why isn't the ballot info on the amendments required to be clearer? The committee's attorney, Robert Singletary, says it dates back to a 1948 U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
The court basically stated that the purpose of the ballot language is simply to provide enough information so that the voter can identify which matter that they are voting on. It's not to fully explain what the matter does.
Committee Chair Raymond Garofalo of Chalmette added,
if a voter doesn't take the time to go and read the entire proposition, I understand that that's an issue, but I don't know if it's an issue that we're going to be able to solve here today.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.